Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Hi, Rachel. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So excited to have you here. Tell us what you've been up to. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, let's see. I started writing books in about 1994, I think. Mm-hmm. I published my first book in 1998. And I published Drop Dead Gorgeous is my 25th book. Oh. I wrote 22 romance novels before I switched to women's fiction. And I'm writing women's fiction now for Simon & Schuster.
I love this. And so what inspired you to, first of all, were you a romance reader before you became a romance writer? Or was it something you stumbled upon? And then
I was a romance reader. I loved to read romance. When I was younger, I had a real problem learning to read. I was mm-hmm. dyslexic, so I had a real hard time with it. So I didn't read for pleasure for all through school. You know, it was a torture. So when I got out of school, though, I started reading for pleasure. And I think I didn't even think about writing ever. It never crossed my mind until I read Gone with the Wind. And then I decided, oh, I'm just going to rewrite Gone with the Wind. I'm going to write that last of that book so that Scarlett and Rhett get together happily ever after. And so I did that, actually. And it, you know, turned out very badly. And that I don't even know where that is. So good thing, because I don't ever want to see the light of day. But so then after that, I just put that away and I started writing contemporary romance. And I think I wrote three that didn't sell. And then I finally wrote a book called Simply Irresistible for HarperCollins Avon Books.
Oh my gosh. I think I read that book, you know.
It was a girl jumping off a cake at first, and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a while ago. I remember. I was like, I feel like that book is like fairly familiar.
Yeah. It sold really well for me. So, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what made you decide to do the jump into women's fiction? And like, what do you like about the genre?
Well, I wrote romance for so long. Well, you know, there are a lot of writers that write more than 22 romance mm-hmm. novels. So I was considered slow, but I just got to a point where I didn't think that I had any new characters in my head. They, you know, had no new characters, didn't really have a plot that excited me. And so I went into a little bit of a writer's block for a while. Mm-hmm. That was really, really difficult. And it took about 2 years. And what got me out of it was an idea for a women's fiction novel. And that was called How Lulu Lost Her Mind.
Mm-hmm.
That came out 2020, right, mm-hmm. like May, right when the pandemic hit and everything closed down. So it actually kind of got shelved and got pushed back to early summer. So you might not have heard of it, because I don't think anybody did.
So let's talk about Drop Dead Gorgeous, because that's a body swap, you know? Yes. Talk about death, but it's an uplifting book, you know?
I like to think so, yeah. Yeah. Well, I got the idea because I've always, I don't like amnesia books. Mm-hmm. They drive me insane because I don't believe in amnesia. So because I'm kind of contrary, I thought, well, I'm going to write one someday anyway. So I did. And my idea was to, actually, she doesn't have amnesia. Her soul has been swapped with somebody else. And so as far as the people know her now, she has amnesia because she doesn't remember anything. So, but she does remember her old life, and that kind of, she has to figure out, you know, what she wants to do and where she wants to go. And she, by the end of the book, she has changed and she's not the same person that she was when she was in a car accident and things happened, you know, and so she switched bodies with another woman who she met at the hospital when she was in a coma. And they were kind of enemies when they were in the hospital and they were, you know, both in comas, but you got it. Well, my idea is that, you know, I have a hard time with things like coma and stuff like that. So I like to tell myself that people actually, their souls get to come out for a few times, you know, a day and chat with the other coma patients in the hospital. And that's how you kind of get away with it. But so that's what happened. And the two characters meet, they don't get along and they clash. And one of the characters, whose name Edie, ends up stealing the main character's Brittany's spot in heaven. So Brittany has to go into Edie's body and live Edie's life and learn how to live Edie's life and learn who she is now and what she's going to do and what she's going to do with her old life and how she's good. Those two are going to come together and fit. And I think they do eventually. I mean, I hope that I tried to make them. So I really like how it turned out. I thought it, you know, was really fun to write.
Well, the fact that he does deal with some heavy subjects like death, the afterlife, yep. You know, like stuff, but the reviews are like, it's uplifting. it's a joyful book, you know, like there's a character arc. It's a feel good book, you know?
Yeah, it is. You know, lately, I guess I've been interested with, you know, things like not so much death, but you know, toying with things like, you know, where do you go when you die and what happens to you? And can you come back if you want to, you know, and if you do, can you come back as someone really cool or do you have to come back, you know,
yeah.
someone you don't want to come back at. So that's how it kind of all, you know, percolated in my head. And that's how this book was created. And
I love this. Yeah. And so what are you working next? Are you working in some more women's fiction?
Well, it is the book I'm working on now is a sequel to Drop Dead. And it's so when Brittany, our main character, gets out of the hospital and she is taken to a mental hospital because people do think she's crazy because mm-hmm. she tells them that she is Brittany and she's from Texas, but she's in the body of a woman who's named Edie from Michigan. And so in there, she meets characters all along the way. She meets a lot of these characters. One of the characters in the mental hospital, his name is Katrina, and she's a little crazy, but no one knows why. So in the next book, you get to find out why Katrina is a little crazy.
Ooh, I love this. And so how do you come up with the idea? Do the characters come first or the plot comes first?
I think characters are easier for me. Characters are fairly simple for me. I have a problem with plot.
Yeah.
Because I write by the seat of my pants. So
yeah,
plotting is difficult. And, you know, in a book with so many elements like Drop It Gorgeous, it really has to be plotted. I just can't wing it because mm-hmm. there has to be a reason why things happen the way they do. And I just can't, well, they just do. So, you know, believe me. I've had to learn to plot more and that is hard for me. And I have to change the plots and work around the plots but characters always come easy to me. So I always start a book with a character. And then I wonder, well, who is she? And what's she like? And what's her life like up to the point where this book starts. And then I write the first chapter with this person. And I don't necessarily know who she is at that point, mm-hmm. really. I just write out the first chapter. And then I have to figure it out. I have to figure out who she is, what her story is, and where it's going to end up eventually.
Yes. And so do you have any books you recommend our listeners to pick up?
Well, I just finished one. It's called Dream On by Angie Hoffman. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to say it right. So I messed it up because I didn't want to say it wrong. But it's Angie Hoffman, and she wrote a book called Dream On. Mm-hmm. And I just read it, and it's really, really good. I think it comes out in June or July.
Yeah,
so, that one's really good one.
And I think that's a coma one. Remember a person who was in coma, I think,
part of it? Well, she kind of has a coma like mine. And she kind of dreams that she's in a coma. She's had this whole relationship with this dreamy guy. And when mm-hmm. she gets out of her coma, people tell her, you know, you don't know this guy. There's no one, you know, this all happened in your mind. This didn't happen, but it was so real to her. And so mm-hmm. she gets to the point where she realized that it was a big fantasy in her head while she was in a coma. And then she sees him. And then you decide, you know, then it goes through, you know, them getting together and figuring stuff out. It's really funny and unique. She has a very unique, funny voice. I really enjoyed it.
I'm excited for that book too. I read her debut novel was shipped, and it was a great Galapagos Island trip in the middle of the pandemic. You know,
I didn't read that one yet, but I would certainly pick it up because I enjoyed it so much.
Yeah, this is set in a cruise in the Galapagos Island, and you feel like you're taking a trip. You know, and I read it really in the midst of the pandemic, so it was like I couldn't travel, and I was like, this is just like a trip, and it's just such a snapshot of 2019.
So they had to wear masks and everything.
No mask. This is 2019. This is pre-pandemic. So they were on a cruise. They were on a cruise. They took excursion groups. There were group settings. Lots of people in it. So very like 2019 before the pandemic.
I haven't read any books that were set in the pandemic. I don't know that I want to.
I don't think I want to either. There's a couple that have come out.
Lived it. No, thanks.
No, I think I want to live in the bubble where it did not exist. So awesome.
Exactly.
Rachel, tell us where you can find me online.
You can find me on my website at www.rachelgibson.com or Rachel Gibson on Facebook and Rachel Writes on Instagram.
Awesome.
On my places. And sign up for my newsletter, then I have book giveaways where I just give away. I have tons of giveaway books that I've signed and everything like that. So if they go to my website and sign up, then the chance will get a free book if they go.
That sounds good. So make sure to sign up for the newsletter. So thank you, Rachel, for being on the show.
Thank you for talking to you, Laura. Thanks.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you once for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.